Good morning, 6:36 a.m. on August the 13th, 2013. I'm trying to hurry to get back before my wife leaves for the airport. She's going to be out of town, I think I've mentioned. Which means I've got a lot of work time ahead of me, or I won't have a lot of outside demands on that time. 16 and a quarter in the back front end, not bad. I had a feeling it wasn't going to be a terrific time. I wasn't pushing very hard. So we'll see how close to 16 I can get on the back half. At any rate, off we go. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to work on. Yesterday I worked on getting half share put into shape. It's got its initial internal layout. I need to go through and make sure I've got a relatively high resolution cover graphic for it. And then register the title for its ISBN numbers over on Bowker. I think I know. I can start the project in CreateSpace while I'm waiting, and that'll tell me how many pages the book is. The last book was exactly the same number as the PDF, so that'll take that as a good sign. Good morning. So, yeah, that will be two books. I'll have the galleys for quarter share back tomorrow. And I'll go through that pretty carefully to see what I can see, if I see anything at all. It's a lovely day here. This morning it's 60. Maybe 58, 60 degrees. I haven't been up very long. I stayed up too late reading last night. We had a bit of a catastrophe. With keys last night, the ring of office keys. My wife couldn't find her office keys last night, and she's trying to organize her handbag to get it ready to go onto the plane, and she was going to take her office keys out of it so she didn't misplace them somewhere, and I couldn't find them. So she searched everywhere, even called the stores where she had been. Went over and cruised the parking lots to see if perhaps the keys had fallen out and were still just laying there or something. She went to her office and checked to make sure they weren't in the office. She's gone 3-4 hours. Well, 2-3 hours, I guess. She came back, she hadn't found them. She took her purse in and dropped it on the bed, and the clinking sound of her keys. They had apparently fallen into the bed, not under the bed, which we had checked, or under the bureau, which is, we also checked, or behind any of the furniture, but actually in the bed. Alrighty then. So yeah, next. I did put on my warm fuzzy again today. It was chilly when I walked out the door, and so it made sense. It actually felt pretty good right now. It feels like a kind of like a damp rag. So anyway, yeah, books, big racks in progress. It was good to discover, to find out that I could in fact get my books converted from the ebook format to the paperback format in less than a day. That the work that I did to set up the format, to set up the template, actually does transfer across. It was one of the problems I was concerned about. But it works. So next month, the middle of the month, in September, I'm going to be running advertising. Now, this is the first time I've ever run advertising. I think the first time I've ever run advertising for any of my books. I don't know if it's the first time they've been advertised, because I don't know if Robin did anything. All the books were worth riding. But quarter share in the middle of the month of next month, and the 15th. And I probably have to do all kinds of weird crap, like tweet it and stuff, but hopefully it won't turn off too many people. Hot and sticky, but a gorgeous morning. I never did get yesterday. I had my head stuck in that book, and it was 12:30 when I surfaced, and I never did get the backyard mode yesterday. Today I won't be able to because it's too wet. It's irrigation day, so sprinklers are already running. Monk pole. But it's a beautiful day. It's probably going to be 90 again. was pretty hot yesterday. I don't know that it got to be 90, but it was at least 85. Trot, trot, walking along and not talking along. That's not good. It's part of the problem is that I'm thinking about my secret project. It's not going very fast right at the moment because I haven't been paying any attention to it for a couple of days. I need to focus on my own work, let the secret project percolate for a bit, I think. I also need to get Hermit of Lammas Wood on the road. I need to get Cape Grace going. I think what I need to do is take one of my writing periods and turn it back into a writing period and take maybe my afternoon production period and use that for producing books. So that when I get everything all settled and complete, I'll have a toehold in the new work already. Oh, and I still have to record. Crap. I still have a lot of recording to do. Maybe I'll do the recording today. I'll have a lot of recording time starting week after next. Because then, with the kid in school, the wife at work, the other kid off to college, there won't be anybody in the house but me. Have to see how this works out. Yep, lovely morning. It's a good time to be in the moment, being in the day. Oh, sometime this week I've got the tree guys coming. I'll be able to record when they're there. I didn't say what time, what day this week, but I'll be here for a day or two. Chainsaws, industrial chippers. I don't know. There's still a lot of work to do, and it doesn't really matter which piece I do first. It's an arbitrary selection on my part, so maybe I'll just pick the one that seems most interesting, the one I can cross off. So probably finishing up the layout for Half Share, and assuming that it's going to be correct once I see the drafts. Once I see the galleys for Quarter Share, then I'll know whether or not the Half Share layout is working. And what I'm concerned about is there's something funky with the internal layout as a whole, so when I see it actually printed on the page, that the blocks of text in the PDF don't actually reflect where the blocks appear on the page in ink. And so that's my major concern. Or that the cover is not sufficiently high resolution. I have the original layered versions of it, and I can resize and restructure it without a lot of loss. I'll probably get it up to 300 dpi. Right now it's around 200, and it's still huge. But if I need to expand the covers to make the covers look better, that'll be something that I want to do before I order anything else and have it shipped in hard copy. Seventeen ten on the back side, not bad. Not bad at all. But it's also a little heads up that I'm coming up on the back gate. And the point in the podcast where I routinely say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.